time once again for everybody's favorite game show, Words Mean Things. Ugh. America Weekend starts right now.
America Weekend.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. This hour, we have a very, very special guest, comedian Richard Lewis. He's got a new book. He's got a new TV series, but he's still Richard Lewis to the core, and he'll join us. And then, a man who couldn't keep his second marriage a secret from his first marriage because of good old Facebook. Yep, social media does it again. And then we'll be joined by author Mindy Haig. She's written many books, and we're going to talk to her about the process of what it's like to actually be an author. Now, we start things off this hour with a story that has dominated the news for the past week. Baltimore, and still many issues to be worked out in what they call the Charm City. The media descended upon Baltimore after the protesting and the rioting on Monday. And so when you have non-stop coverage on cable channels, you need to fill that non-stop coverage with all kinds of words. Some of those words were uttered on CNN by Brooke Baldwin. Let's set the scene. Brooke is there talking to Representative Elijah Cummings, who lives in the neighborhood where some of the worst violence took place. And Brooke offers her idea as to why veterans shouldn't be police officers.
And I love our nation's veterans, but some of them are coming back from war. They don't know the communities, and they're ready to do battle.
Really? All right. You start having this stream of consciousness when you're on the air, and you're not staring into a teleprompter. And I don't know if it's because you get sucked into the situation, or you have certain latent thoughts that just start to come out. But really, to say that about veterans on the air, that they are just hankering to get back to administer a beatdown once they get into these police forces? Come on. So Brooke obviously knew she was wrong, or the folks at CNN told her, boy, you were really wrong. So the next day, Chris Cuomo looked at her with loving eyes and offered her the chance to issue this apology.
I wholeheartedly retract what I said, and I've thought tremendously about this. And to our nation's veterans, to you, this is just who I want to speak with this morning. I have the utmost respect for our men and women in uniform. And I wanted you to know that this morning. So to all of you, I owe you a tremendous apology. I am truly sorry.
Mr. Cuomo then hugged Brooke Baldwin at the end of the segment. Well, see, words do mean things. And maybe she didn't mean to offend virtually any and every veteran who ever served for this country by saying that they're inherently violent when they come back into civilian life. I think she was sincerely sorry in the apology. But how do you let your mind control your mouth in that way? When you work on this side of a microphone, there is always a filter that's in place. You know, and she wasn't on the air for just the second day in her career. She's been around for a while. You have to have two trains of thought. The train of thought that is actually what you are saying on the air right now. Like for me, what I am saying to you right this nanosecond. But there's also a second train of thought. It's almost as if you're on your own 7-second delay, where you are organizing your thoughts. Because when you talk for a living, be it on radio, be it on television, be it on some sort of digital platform, whatever, what you say matters. And once you do say something, it's out there. And no matter how sincere you are with any apology, it doesn't take things back. Especially nowadays. Those Brooke Baldwin veterans comments will be on YouTube for the next 6,000 years. Or forever as long as YouTube is around. You know what I mean. She's going to be known as the woman who decided to go after veterans during the Baltimore riots. Why? We don't know. Maybe even she doesn't know. Use your brain to control your mouth. Not the other way around. Stay with us. Richard Lewis is coming up next. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
Think green. Harrison with you. With climbing power rates and environmental sensitivity, Chicagoan John B. now makes his own electricity, saving himself over 75% on utilities. He says recent nuclear power mishaps were the reason.
It's crazy to say that it's safe. I mean, you have to protect this stuff and keep it out of the environment and any biological system for 50,000 years. 50,000 years. Don't tell me it's safe. That's just a lie. An absolute lie.
Nuke plants, he says, got permission to overbuild because they promised electricity too cheap to meter.
Show me anybody in this country who is getting their power from a nuke that is paying less than they were before.
His solution?
I produce about 30 to 50% of what I need from solar panels and one small wind generator on the roof.
This is Harrison.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call InventHelp. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.
Order in the court.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with the final verdict. Jim lived in a first-floor condo, but one day there was a serious fire on the third floor. Everything in Jim's condo was destroyed by the water used to put out the fire on the third floor. Jim filed a fire insurance claim, but the insurance inspector couldn't find any fire damage, so he denied the claim. How was this case finally resolved? The final verdict after this.
The Movie Man 6-second review starts now.
Ex Machina is a smart, cool, stylish, great-looking movie. Hashtag sexy robot, the man.
6-second reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Avengers, Age of Ultron, now playing in theaters.
A fire insurance policy covers property destroyed by fire, but not necessarily burned or charred. Fire loss includes both smoke and water damage, so Jim's condo was covered. And that's the final verdict.